This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. How'd you guys celebrate Mother's Day? I didn't even talk to you about that. What'd you do on Mother's Day? Did you do something good for Mom? Something spectacular? You know, I don't know how your mom is. My mom's pretty simple. My play mom, Mary. You call her up. Hey, son, how you doing? Yeah, you call and tell me happy Mother's Day. Okay, well, great. Hey, listen, how are you doing? And she talks for 5 minutes, and you listen, and you go, okay, well, hey, happy Mother's Day. Oh, thanks for calling, son. And she's off. And usually she's in some, you know, really cool place, she and Pops, Frank. And, yeah, I'm always happy that they're traveling around and in good health. And that's it. I will tell you, though, there's some people that take this, they're like, oh, you better have some really good things. You know, it's like, real. I mean, you got to be diamonds and pearls and fur. It's like, come on, a card and flowers don't do, just the recognition of that, taking mom out for dinner. They're like, no, buddy, you better put some planning in this and make sure, Don't try that at home. So, good for them. Anyway, it makes me wonder, too, what is the bar, right? What is a Donald, the president, going to do for Melania on Mother's Day? You know, an interesting thing about the Trumps, though. There was a thing about getting ice cream, and here's what one of my writers wrote. Regardless of who's in office, being president is a tough job, but it comes with quite a few cool perks. Beyond the $400,000 salary, which, of course, Donald Trump donates to charity. But the president also gets to enjoy the following privileges. Flying in your own customized 747. Take off and land in your yard in a specially made helicopter. Ride in a bulletproof armored limousine. Live in an extravagant home. A personal country home getaway. A 100-person strong service staff, 24/7 top-notch armed security detail, private movie theater, executive chefs ready to cook your meals around the clock. And I was thinking about all these perks that the president gets, and quite honestly, Donald Trump has almost all of it. You know, I mean, in fact, his home was probably better than the White House. He's got Mar-a-Lago, but they were talking about Camp David. But Mar-a-Lago is where he goes to get away. It's his own property. He's 100 people serving him. Trump probably has hundreds of people serving him. He's got security. I don't think he traveled as much with security as he did, so maybe that is a perk. A private movie theater. You know, Trump could get any movie from Hollywood sent to his, you know, he had the money to do it. So many of the things that are considered a perk for him, quite frankly, were a step down. But it is what it is. The White House staff, they say, is responsible for planning and preparing all of the president's meal. If the president wants it, he gets it. And if you remember the movie The Contender, they had a scene from it where, you know, that's what the president wanted, you know, some strange thing, and okay, we'll go do it. And my writer writes this. It seems a bit of a non-issue for even the Democrat-favoring mainstream news media. It's always looking for the next scandal to keep hoping for their next Watergate moment. Nevertheless, Time magazine has raised a ruckus about President Trump having two scoops of ice cream with his dessert, where everyone else only gets one scoop. That's where I was headed. The waiters know well Donald Trump's personal preferences, and as he settles down, they bring him a Diet Coke. The rest of us are served water, with the vice president sitting at the end of the table. With the salad course, Trump is served what appears to be Thousand Island dressing instead of creamy vinaigrette for guests. When the chicken arrives, he's the only one given an extra dish of sauce. At the dessert course, he gets two scoops of vanilla ice cream with his chocolate cream pie instead of a single scoop for everyone else. The taste of pints are also tended to. Instead of the pie, he gets a fruit plate. and equally offended CNN also jumped into the collective wobulence, that's what they call it, with political friends like these, best to get a dog is the title. But for today's volatile D.C. political establishment, anything that can be used to attack as often as possible. For example, several Beltway insiders openly gossiped on Twitter like middle school students at lunchtime. The New York Times, however, praised the Obamas in 2014 for, quote, raising the bar on bringing a highly delectable and elegant style back to the White House. He, Sam Koss, has helped popularize the way of eating embraced by moneyed urban foodies. Just as the First Lady's fashion choices and toned biceps permeate the consciousness of the country, Mrs. Obama and Mr. Koss have taken organic gardening and the whole wheatification of grilled cheese sandwiches mainstream. This is the crap they write about the Obamas, and they criticize Donald Trump because he gets special attention as the president and gets an extra scoop of ice cream. You wonder why I call these people nutty? You wonder why I criticize them all the time? It is because of things like this. What are you talking about, people? This is ridiculous. But this is the type of stuff we put up. And then, so I want you to translate this from ice cream to the Russians. From ice cream to Donald Trump's taxes, which, by the way, I heard they did 10 years of Donald Trump's taxes. His attorneys came out with a statement that said there is absolutely no connection to Donald Trump with the Russians and his taxes. Now, this is a guy who's got fiduciary responsibility to Trump. If he's caught lying, he loses his license as well. I don't think he's expecting a pardon, but he's saying, nope, it's nonsense. We all know that anyway. But we also know that getting an extra sauce next to his chicken dish or getting an extra scoop of ice cream is as ridiculous as the Russians. This is what the left spends their time on. Unbelievable. Rush Limbaugh said that the Time hit piece served an opportunity for yet another media pylon to serve as a warning to any potential future political outsiders. Don't even think about it. This is what we'll do to you. We will dig into the minutia of your life, and we will constantly find something to criticize. Now, the bad news for Limbaugh in that is it won't matter. It doesn't matter. You don't care about the media. Let me tell you, the media has lost you. They've lost me. They will never get us back. We will never, ever look at media the same way we did when we believed them. And it's the same thing that happens when you find out something, a lie, about a friend or somebody else. No, nothing is the same after that moment. And it never will be. Short break.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced that I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Jackson Radio Show.
He was a dope fan. He used to call his girl, talk about what drugs they were going to get. So your kids are smarter than you think. He used to call the house, and the kid would pick up the phone. He tried to talk in code so the kid don't know what he's talking about. Call the house.
Hello? Hey, what's up, Shorty? How you feeling?
I'm okay.
Good to smoke. How you doing? You doing good at school?
I'm good.
Okay, let me holler at your mother real quick.
My mama can't go to the phone. She in the shower.
Okay. Tell your mother I'm at the candy store. I'm about to buy some M&M's.
M&M's?
Yeah.
I don't like no M&M's.
Ask her, do she want the plain M&M's? Tell your mama I'm at the bakery. Tell her I'm about to buy a dozen donuts. Do she want the plain donuts or the donuts with the powder on them?
My mama don't like no donuts.
Tell your mama I'm at the florist, okay? I'm at the florist. I'm about to buy some dirt. Ask her, do she want the plain dirt or the dirt with the rocks in it?
Dirt? I'm not going to want no dirt. It's getting too nickel bad.
Okay, thanks, Shorty.
Welcome back, everybody. It was a major drug stash. We found out about it. ISIS leadership, they said, trying to string out their jihadi fighters on painkillers. But why would ISIS do that when their goal is world dominance? Why are you going to string out your folks? Muslim jihadists and the terror group ISIS get high before battling infidels. Their leaders make sure of it. That's what authorities are telling the mainstream media, because there was a big drug high, some synthetic cocaine or something. It was Italian police. They just seized an estimated 37 million painkillers. Authorities believe the intended recipients were ISIS fighters in Libya who take them during battle to stay motivated. The shipment was labeled as shampoo and blankets. So I see this story and I go, I don't buy it. ISIS making 37 million painkillers. And you'll understand what my little clues were, but I want to relate the story to you to see what you think. Because it reeks of propaganda. And you should be asking yourself common sense questions. And I don't want to spoon feed you. But I want you, and I probably shouldn't have told you my theory. But here we go, as far as why I'm speculating. So here's what they claimed. It's thought the tablets are frequently sold to ISIS fighters for about $2 each. So they say that the haul was worth more than $75 million to whomever was planning was planning to push them. Now, $2, you're out in the field, you're fighting on behalf of, you know, some third world goat humping leader, and he says to you, okay, everyone come in here, we want you to fight all night, you must be able to stay strong, you have $2 you give me for your pills. And I'm going, I don't think so. My attitude would be, I'm fighting for you, and you're not going to provide me the pills to make me fight? I got to pay you? What kind of ghetto nonsense is this? Now, I don't believe that. They said, those who attacked the Bataclan Music Club in Paris in 2013, slaughtering 89 people, were said to have been high on the amphetamine Captagon. So what? They had to stay up all night planning? So they got the amphetamine and went, okay, everybody ready? Yeah, we're more than ready, boss. Let's go do it. We can get it. We can kill some gays. Let's go. I don't believe this. I don't believe this for one second. AsiaNet News alleged Nigerian terrorists Boko Haram are said to have fed child soldiers dates stuffed with tramadol before sending them on missions. ISIS is already known for feeding its fighters Captagon, an amphetamine that blocks hunger, fear, and fatigue. Okay, let's say they are. I go back to this. Are you going to charge me? What if I lost my wallet in battle? Will you take a credit card? We will. We have what they call it, the little square. We have square. How many pills you want? No. I'm thinking maybe 50. You know, you kind of trying to. You don't want to get too many. Don't get ahead of yourself. Trump's president. Oh man, I'd love to see a drone strike as they're making a deal on their pills. Some guy hands out, you know, Ted Kennedy's credit card. Says, I will have 1,000 pills. Oh, Ahmed is an optimist. So they run him up for $2,000 as it's processing. It processes. You're approved. Here you go. Compliments of Donald Trump. A missile, or some, you know, a thing that says a missile has interrupted this transaction. I'm ripping right now with my radio audience. Mr. Kennedy, your credit card was not billed. Oh man! Sometimes you can just have fun with it with self. Again, who was it that sent me a note? Who do you have? I know you guys keep them in like a single file. Tell me, Who sent me the note about me? Oh, no, it was a guy he called, right? The guy that called and said, Kevin, you're not supposed to laugh at your own jokes. Can't be laughing at your own jokes. Why are you laughing at your own jokes? I'll laugh at if a joke is funny, I'll laugh at it. There's some misnomer in comedy that you can't laugh at your own joke. Now, don't misunderstand me. You can't finish the punchline and be laughing if it's a joke that you're just telling for effect. I get it. I'm rubbing my eyes in case you guys are wondering what's wrong with my voice. I had a lady contact me. Kevin, you see, your voice sounds bad. It did sound bad. I was hoarse. My voice was sore. I had a sore throat. But hey, the show must go on. Every day, I cannot give you this. I cannot give you the Raul voice of Kevin. Sometimes
it doesn't sound like Pee Wee Herman. It just does what it does. I can't affect it. It is what it is, okay? Get used to it. Maybe I'll do the rest of the show like this and see if you like it.
No, she was being nice. Her name is Karen. Karen's an avid listener. Helps me immensely. Karen, I love you. And I know you're going through some struggles, but you know you're going to get through it, and we appreciate everything that you do for us. Yeah, so I'm back to these pills. Let me ask you, if you were working, let's just say for me, and I come to you, you're a volunteer, and I mean, it's hard work. We're out there picking cotton or something and singing old Negro spirituals and don't have a whole lot of water. You know, you got like one water break. So it's in the old days. And suddenly I come to you and I say, you know what? I can make all you white folks work a lot harder if you'll buy this pill from me. Oh, man. My producer's looking at me like, yeah, like that's going to happen. Exactly. That's the look I would expect. Like, are you crazy? Now, look, I ain't going to speak for these third world goat humpers that want to, you know, maybe they would buy a pill. Maybe somebody could be talked into it. You buy a pill, we will not cut off your head. I promise you. What do you say to somebody that you, I mean, you've got out in the worst of circumstances. Now, I guess maybe if we give you sex slaves, we take care of everything for you, you know, whatever. Okay, maybe you could talk me into it. That was a little bit of an Indian. That wasn't exactly Muslim, but you got the point.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. And look, I'm a graduate of SMU, degrees in engineering, computer science, and math, electrical engineering to be specific. One of my sons graduated from there. His degree is in finance and economics. He works for ENY. And I have another son who graduated from Wharton. All these kids are scholarship kids, good, smart kids, doing great work. And I'm proud of them. One of my sons graduated from University of Texas. He has degrees in computer science and economics. And he writes economic models for GM. And they love him. So I tell you this to make you understand it. I understand college and the college experience, and I understand why you need it. And my 10-year-old, who's soon to be 11, he will go to college as well, and he'll get the college experience, and the college will fund it because he'll be smart. He's obviously testing well above his grade level now, and he'll be even smarter. And so I know that you need this, and I'm glad that we're able to get it, but I don't see it for anything more than what it is. College to me is it's like saying, okay, I'm no longer at an entry-level job. I'm now, you know, graduated to assistant manager. But it nothing to write home about. Now, we make it a big deal. And we make it an even bigger deal when we get to schools that people go, ooh. Like, for example, when I say, well, my oldest son is a graduate of Wharton. Go, whoa, Wharton. You know, we get that type of a thing. And to be honest with you, I'm very proud that he graduated from Wharton. But we talked about good schools, and it could have been any of them. And being honest, if he'd gone to a regular school like mine, SMU, even though SMU is revered in Dallas, it's not well known across the nation, except for the death penalty in football. But it's a good school. But nobody goes, oh, SMU, right? And that's okay. My second son graduated from there, and he's got a great career. And you know, wasn't Ivy League, so to speak. But when that does happen, we, especially with minority kids, we get a very like, oh, I have a friend who went to SMU, then he went on to get his MBA from Harvard. His name is Troy. And I talk of Troy often because he's one of the brightest guys I'd ever met. And so I would be like, whoa, Troy, yeah, he went to SMU, went to Harvard, then he went to Stanford to get his Master's of Science in Electrical Engineering. If that wasn't enough, the guy he's brilliant. Very bright guy. So when I see these kids that graduate like this, I do have a sense of pride, I guess, to say, hey, look at the black Harvard grads. But then they do bonehead stuff. And we talked a little bit about it recently, but the reason why I'm bringing it up, again, is the leftist media reached out to me for my comments on the black students of Harvard requesting a separate commencement. Now, I told you guys, that my initial thought was, oh, I guess did Harvard want a tier two commencement, an affirmative action commencement? Because that's what I'd call it. But what I did is I explained to the media outlet that black students segregating at Harvard showcases just how worthless that pigskin is, that Harvard degree is, because they haven't learned anything. Blacks of the past fought to put black folks into the mainstream. The fact that there is a black graduating class from Harvard is what all these blacks in the Martin Luther King on down fought for, and they get to Harvard, which, by the way, having black people at Harvard is no longer a big deal for those of you who are keeping score. It just doesn't matter anymore, but they get there. We still feel a sense of pride as Americans, and certainly as blacks, we feel a sense of pride. Look at these black folks graduating from Harvard. Y'all gone. Look at what your pants up. Yeah. We feel good about it. But in the past, we didn't want to be considered black. We just wanted to be considered fairly. But that's not the case anymore. Not only are blacks graded on the curve in most of life's circumstances, for leftist blacks, that's not enough. Truth be told, if it weren't for quotas, 20% of blacks would lose their jobs immediately for one of two reasons. One, they suck at the job. Or two, they have crappy attitudes because of number one, they suck at the job. Many blacks are hiding out. They use government, they use unions, they use any excuse necessary. They use affirmative action, the fact that there's a certain number of black females, and you can't touch me. I tell a story about Anheuser-Busch giving a black lady all kinds of leeway. She finally hung herself. They gave her enough rope. And then Jesse Jackson flew in to save her, and Anheuser-Busch had so much dirt on him and her, he left without even, they were like, bye-bye, bye-bye, that he didn't even say bye. At this event I was talking about earlier, I spoke mostly to white parents and school administrators. It's a prestigious school. The parents lamented that black kids were being allowed to be late to class, that black kids were allowed to turn their assignments in late, and black kids were being allowed to be unruly in class, and they were making all kinds of excuses for these kids. The parents weren't vying for their children to get this privilege, but instead for the school to adhere to the standards of decorum that had been set for decades. Now, I explained to the parents, this isn't unique to your school. I was really trying to make them feel like, you know, feel good. I was kind of coddling the administrators a little bit to say, look, guys, you have built excellence, and now you're starting to build mediocrity. And unless you want to stay excellent, you're headed down the road to mediocrity. They provide these black kids a host of excuses for failure by coddling them. Enough is enough. I would be insulted. I asked this question. If I did that to your kids, and you were thinking I was going to make, you know, men, young men and women out of them that were going to go lead the country, what would you do? You would. And one guy goes, I'd be insulted. And I heard him and I said, that's the word. You would be insulted, and I am insulted. But man, I had these guys sweating like a chihuahua trying to pass a peach pit. Anyway, to buy the narrative of the black snowflakes at Harvard, you'd have to think that the National Guard escorts them into class, folks. And this is after the white students had beaten them or spat on them for being black. Getting into Harvard may still have a bit of swag, you know, from years past, but today, for blacks entering and graduating from Harvard, folks, it's been there, done that. No longer is a black Harvard student or graduate an anomaly. Many Harvard blacks are indeed there from affirmative action, not on pure merit. But this is not the case for all of them. Nevertheless, there remains an irony that the very blacks who now want to opt out of the non-black commencement are in effect saying, we got a tier two commencement for you. If you don't want to be up there with the white folks, we got a secondary commencement. And in a pre-interview on NPR on this topic, I asked the producer if she knew the name of Miss Black America. So I'll ask you, do you? Does anybody black you know the name of Miss Black America? Because it's doubtful. And by the way, don't know, don't care. Now, I could also say I don't really care about Miss America in general. I don't watch the pageants and care. But I'll tell you this, even pageant watchers don't know who Miss Black America is. But I bet you know this. I bet you know who Vanessa Williams is. Because she won Miss America, and deservedly so. Even when the crown got stripped from Vanessa Williams, pardon the pun, she had naked pictures, she remained Miss America in the eyes of many, black and white. Now, they gave it to this other black chick who's now on Rich Housewives or something, and she's crazy. A girl's crazy. But if Williams were Miss Black America, nobody would even know her. Nor would they care. Williams represented all of America, not just blacks, and any white Miss America represents us all as well. Now, I want to go back to Harvard. Since when has self-segregation worked? Do you know how many people that want to live in a black neighborhood? Would you voluntarily send your children to a black school? Now, this isn't to condemn blacks, folks, because we're amazing folks, but the situation in which Democrats and leftist policies have put black folks doesn't bode well for good outcomes. But if black people want to be mainstream, then why do we have BET? Because, in effect, BET says to whites, you're not welcome to view our TV channel. Thus, how are whites going to cross this imaginary cultural divide? You don't even want white people to watch it. BET, Black Entertainment Television. Black students speak to whites of things like white privilege and cultural appropriation as if whites are the reason for black angst. Yeah, Planned Parenthood makes genocide easier for blacks, but they aren't holding guns to the head of black women and making their wombs the most dangerous place in America for black children. And despite the control of the cities, it's not they, the Democrats, who commit the crimes in disproportionate numbers, the white Democrats, it's black folks. And these crimes are against other blacks, no white people in sight. In the past, folks, when a student was thrust into an uncomfortable situation, actually a black person in general, they overcame. Hollywood has made hundreds of movies about blacks who supposedly were out of their league but overcame. But those black heroes are no more. Universities now manufacture lemons, black whiners who believe their struggle competes with the struggles of the true civil rights leaders of the past. Ridiculous.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, where I criticize the left, rightfully so. And here's the thing about it is, I always try to back it up with examples that make you understand. I'm not looking for reasons to be critical of people. I got better things to do. I really do. I enjoy life. I'm not getting to enjoy it very much because I feel like my calling, this is God and me having a conversation, is to expose this nuttiness of the left. And I try to give you some of my life experiences so you have an idea of what we run into. Folks, here's the problem. I don't even have to look. I don't have to look that hard. I go out into the world And I'm talking to educators, and they're telling me, Kevin, we have to feel sorry for you black people. And I'm like, no offense, but you're pissing me off. What do you mean you feel sorry for me? I really do want to just take you outside and kick the crap out of you and say, now feel sorry for me now. You, I argue with many leftists. Do you think the guys that run track against Usain Bolt in the 100 meters or the 200 meters feel sorry for him? Do you think that there's a basketball player on the planet, a white player, that goes, oh my gosh, that poor LeBron James has to face me tonight? Holy cow. You think it's worth, I'll give you, there's a kid, he's 14 years old, that just graduated college. His brother, 11, enters college. Two young black kids who made it through the gauntlet of all the nonsense of the left, and you find out they're amazingly gifted. And for those who believe that blacks don't have the intellect, because there's a couple of guys that listen to the show, Kevin, you have to admit black people don't have the intellect to do what white people do. And I'm like, where do you people come from? There's a guy in Africa wearing a loincloth who eats grubs for a living, who's got more intellect than 99% of Americans. And you'll never know him because he's not going to be discovered. That's the sad part about everything that's going on in the black community. How many black geniuses do you think sit in prison? How many have been killed by other blacks for whatever, for who knows what reason? How many died in the womb? See, you're taking what these, I call them eugenicists, even though they claim to be giving, oh, Kevin, we just want to explain that white people are really smart and we want to help you black folks. And I'm going, look, you might as well go join the left if you think you're going to make me buy that. God gives every culture the same percentage of geniuses, the same percentages of whatever. It's the environment that chooses how smart you are. And I'll give you an example. Drop Einstein's white Jewish behind in the desert of Namibia or in the desert of Australia and see how long that genius survives. See, what we do is we allow people to give us away. Oh, he's a genius. Great. Einstein invented the theory of relativity, and he talked about warp universes and blah, 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 time travels, you know, et cetera. Congratulations to him. And then he's the father of the nuclear movement, him and Enrico Fermi and others. Congratulations. Take anyone, take your pick, and you can include Sir Isaac Newton, include Da Vinci, whoever you want. Drop their behinds in the desert and see how long they survive. Now, see, what I'm trying to explain to you is there's genius in that. There's genius in what aboriginals do, indigenous people, in surviving where white men would have not thrived, would have died. And that is as much genius as it is inventing nuclear energy. And I'll put it to you this way. You take some of those people who did not have access to all the things we have, and you'll probably find out that there's just as many geniuses in the aboriginal community per capita as there are in any other community. So, leftists crack me up. They think they've got some, you know, monopoly on good intentions or on smarts or what they call intelligence when they don't. And I'll tell you what they lack in droves: common sense. So we got a Seattle mayor. He's going to fight white privilege. This is a perfect example of what I always like to talk about, folks, where leftists are known for their stupidity in the way that they address the problems that they create. No surprise, folks, when a mayor chose to, number one, fight white privilege and the method he chose to do it. Ed Murray, Seattle's worst mayor, won't get reelected. Allegations are he sexually abused young men, but he's decided that he's going to fight white privilege with a soda tax. Yeah, Pepsi, Coke, you name it. Whatever your favorite soda is. I don't want to, like, guide you in any direction on soda. Determined to silence local critics who suggested he isn't America's most progressive mayor, Seattle's Ed Murray has packed so much conflicted social justice into a simple soda tax, no one in Seattle is quite sure what to make of it. After it was suggested to him, he proposed 2 cents an ounce tax on soda sweetened with sugar. Yeah. And here's why the story gets even more ridiculous. Some of his advisors said to Mayor Murray, that's unfair. This tax burden would be borne disproportionately by the poor and people of color, because you see, it is the poor and people of color who buy soft drinks sweetened with sugar. So the mayor lowered the tax, then reapplied it to all sweetened drinks, including diet soda. The theory is that diet drinks were more likely to be consumed by upper middle class white people. So the issue had become for him an issue of equity, a way to tackle white privilege, institutionalized racism. So in Seattle, it's presumed that if you buy Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, Diet Sprite, Coke Zero, Pepsi Light, whatever it is, you're part of an institutionalized white privilege racism. You are a white privilege racist if you drink diet soda, because the Trayvon Martins and the Michael Browns of the world drink regularly sweetened drinks. I didn't even realize that black people drink certain drinks. I'm glad to get the memo, because who would have known? It would have been unfair to have a tax on drinks sweetened only by sugar because of who predominantly buys them, supposedly. Now, Mayor Murray had originally proposed a soda tax during the State of the City's address in February. He said he'd hoped to raise $16 million in the first year to fund everything from additional year of early public education to subsidies for food stamp recipients to shop at the farmer's market. So he's going to tax you white people for now drinking your Diet Cokes. How dare you dare to be thin, which is what, by the way, Michelle Obama said you should do. But how dare you? Trying to be all thin and fit and stuff. Drinking that Diet Coke. I'll tax you into oblivion, and then I'll use that money to, finger quotes, help the black people. The poor people. So he says he's going to spend the money on education. Well, haven't we not spent enough money on education, Mayor? What doesn't fund education? The lotto in practically every state supposedly funds education. And what I've learned whenever I've investigated the lotto, it rarely goes to what they say it's supposed to fund. It doesn't go do what it's been promised to do. That was kung fu right there. Let me do it again. It doesn't go where it is supposed to go to fund. I mixed it up. Don't make me. Oh, yeah. This is karate. What does go to education, folks, is wasted on the dumbest generation ever. These idiots at Bethune-Cookman who booed Betsy DeVos. Turn her back to her. Black kids. Oh, we're not going to listen to her. She's in a new administration. They could give us money. They could shut us down. They could change the rules. We'll fix her. And then they wonder, why does the Republicans not reach out to silly Negroes? But the left is we're going to go tax white people for their Diet Cokes, and we're not going to tax, we're going to lower the tax on you black folks for your sweeteners, but we're not going to let the white folks get away with it for them not having any sweeteners, okay? We're going to get them, and then we're going to move that money over to you so you can be even more stupid. Yeah. What other novel ideas might the left consider to counter white privilege? Maybe an extra 10% on name brand potato chips. You know, because God forbid black people buy Doritos when they can go buy Tom's. They're Dorito-like. They look the same. You may not buy Cheetos, but you can get the generic brand. What do they call it? Like cheat. I don't even know what they call it. Let's just call it cheat, since that's what I just said. It's crazy. Leftists propose these lame ideas constantly, folks, while ignoring the real problems. There's no such thing as white privilege. If you are black and believe there's white privilege, and you possess an inferiority complex. If you are white and you believe in white privilege, then you possess a superiority complex. And that is the end of it. There it is. Yea, verily, as spoken by Kevin Jackson. Because there is no such thing as white privilege. There's an American privilege. You are fortunate to be born here if you are so lucky, or to be a citizen if we allow you.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.